Okay, and one thing Dave was talking about, the Mishtastic, yeah, I've got all of my handhelds kind of up to date, but I've got two of my outdoor devices I've got to update. One can be done over Bluetooth, but I don't want to do it. I want to kind of be outside, so I'm closer range on Bluetooth to get that one updated. I tried one other, my little pocket unit that does it off on Bluetooth over the air, and that one worked fine, but the outdoor solar one, I've got to wait and see how that works, so if something goes haywire, I can take it down and get to it. So right now, I don't want to be up on the roof, so we'll wait on that one. And my other permanent fixture one, again, I do have to be up on the roof to do that. That has to be plugged directly into the computer with a cable, so I basically have to be up on the roof sitting there to update the firmware, so that's not going to happen yet either, so got to wait for those. The indoor pocket ones I can do on a regular basis, but the outdoor ones got to wait. Next up on the list, KC8VOA, standing by W8DW. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. It sounds like you're going to need to change that one that's up on the roof to a different one so you don't have to do all that high maintenance to get to it and get it updated. Easier said than done, that's for sure. And I have all my Mishtastic that need to be all updated, too. I know I'm behind a little bit when I last looked, and need to get it all up to snuff. So that's something I'm going to have to get focused on and try to accomplish here, too. Some are more challenging than others. The Helltech ones seem to be very easy, and some of the NRF52s are a little more difficult, but we'll get them done one way or another. And everyone have a wonderful week. Hopefully we'll be hearing you on tomorrow night's net. Back to Net Control, 73 from KC, VOA.